Eastern Health has partnered with End Homelessness St. John's to bring services directly to vulnerable people in our community. The new harm reduction pilot program is set up to meet individuals wherever they are and offer services that meet their immediate needs. Melissa Kosh is Regional Director of Eastern Health's Primary Healthcare and Prevention Program. Doug Pawson is Executive Director of End Homelessness St. John's. They both join the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
And good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Ben.
So, Melissa, I'll start with you. Who is this pilot program designed to help?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. So, the target population is really the most vulnerable population that we find across the downtown. So, what we're looking at are those that are, you know, homeless or precariously housed, and also those, you know, marginalized populations. So, the program is trans inclusive and sex worker friendly.
So, Doug, how great is the need?
Yeah, I mean, the need has been voiced by the community for quite a long time, so it was a great opportunity to partner with Eastern Health, leveraging some of our federal government investment, the emergency response investments that the federal government made and reaching through their homelessness strategy initiative. So we are able to partner with the health experts who can deliver these services, meeting folks exactly where they need to be met.
Melissa, I'll come back to you. When you say an emphasis on harm reduction, what specifically does that mean?
Yeah, so that means meeting people exactly where they are. So, you know, what we do is we meet with individuals, we see what they need in that moment, and we provide what it is that they need. So I'll give you an example, Ben. We may be providing, you know, vein care to an individual. And through that interaction, we build trust. We may find out that they haven't had, you know, blood collection done in 5 years or had any type of preventative screening. Or we may, you know, our staff are doing street reach with our partners in Thrive and Swap. So it may be that somebody needs, you know, a glass of juice, and we provide that. That's, we meet their needs exactly where they are, and through that we build trust and we're able to meet the primary health care needs.
And Melissa, just on that note, what other services will you be able to provide?
Yeah, so we have a host of different services. We're, as I said, providing street reach with our partners. We are working with community organizations across the downtown. So we visit shelters and we provide services. We have a walk-in nursing services from Monday to Friday, 1 to 4. And we also are providing COVID response. We are doing blood collection, testing and treatment for sexually transmitted and bloodborne illnesses, and routine health screening.
And Doug, what types of issues will your team be able to help with?
Yeah, in addition to just, you know, partnering around the design and implementation of the program, you know, we have a COVID response shelter, and shelter workers have been working with the harm reduction team on the vaccine rollout at the community level. So wherever we can fill gaps with the folks that we have with the harm reduction team in Eastern Health, we look to do that.
And Doug, I'll stay with you. How do you see this as being of help to some of your clients?
Well, this is really a community response. So, you know, recognizing that, you know, our role at End Homelessness St. John's is to support the community and the individuals who are maybe experiencing homelessness or are at imminent risk of homelessness around the community. You know, we recognize that partnering with Eastern Health and developing a community-wide response would allow this team, the harm reduction initiative, to have the most impact. And as Melissa was mentioning earlier, you know, site visits to a number of community organizations, including the shelters, have really helped instill a lot of trust with folks who typically have been marginalized and not unable to access healthcare through traditional settings. So it's a really great opportunity for us to have the most impact through this community-wide response.
And Melissa, what makes this program unique?
Well, we've long known, I think, as a community, that we needed this type of programming, and we, you know, it's somewhat of a silver lining of the pandemic. We were able to kind of lift it off the ground and get it going. So it's, you know, unique in that it, you know, it pairs housing with health, which, you know, certainly go hand in hand. And we're building relationships with our community partners and building capacity within the community. So that's, you know, different than anything we've done in the past.
And Doug, what would success look like with this program?
Well, obviously, it's a pilot project right now, Ben. But I think if we can start to see some results and some impact, we can start to see better health outcomes, better housing outcomes. And I think if we can start to demonstrate, you know, the impact that this type of initiative has, that we can continue and extend these services in the long term.
Melissa Kosh, Regional Director of Eastern Health's Primary Health Care and Prevention Program, and Doug Pawson, Executive Director of End Homelessness St. John's, thank you both for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.